Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now, kind of to one of the last things that Ian was talking about, a call in on the question, how do you plan to spend your new stimulus check? 646-435-7280. As you know, after 9 months of debate in Washington, a second round of stimulus checks is on the way now. Some people have already received them. For most individuals earning up to $75,000 a year, the checks are worth $600. That's half of what people got in round one, and significantly less than the $2,000 that President Trump and House Democrats were pushing for. But it is $600. And these checks come as the pandemic rages on, the vaccine rollout hits snags, and a new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus spreads across the country. So this pandemic is not over. And with all of this in mind, we want to hear your thoughts about this money. What will $600 do for you right now if you are in that group that's actually getting a stimulus check? 646-435-7280. We want to hear your thoughts. It'll help us report sort of the big picture, the context of the debate of $600 versus $2,000. That debate will come back after the inauguration. It'll also get to the divide, I think, between people who have jobs and people who don't have jobs, right? Is the answer different on how you'll spend your stimulus check if you're still working full-time versus if you're not? 646-435-7280. That's been one of the points of debate around these checks from both left and right. Mitch McConnell says it's socialism for the rich to give people who are making $70,000, $75,000 incomes $2,000 checks. But there are also people from the left who say, yeah, no, we shouldn't be giving big checks to people who've still got their jobs. We should be spending a lot of money, but we should be concentrating it on the people who have lost their jobs. So let's hear from you. If you're employed or if you're unemployed and you're going to get the $600 check, how are you going to spend it? 646-435-7280. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to your calls on how you plan to spend your new $600 stimulus check. Marjorie in Long Valley, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marjorie. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Tell us about your $600.
My $600. It's great to have the $600. You know, I can pay some bills, like my cable bill with the late fee on it. But this morning I was saying to myself, I need a steady income. You know, if I had like $600 a week that I could count on, but these, you know, like we could possibly get $2,000. And then they fight about it right up until the very end. And it's heartbreaking.
So do I take it that you're unemployed?
I am unemployed. I've been unemployed since March 22nd. And wow. From what it says on the job boards, 100 people apply for every job that I am applying for. I work as a paralegal. 100 people. Still. You know, the economy is great. 100 people are applying for every one of my jobs.
So what you
need...
I hear you, and I can see all the heads nodding out there of people who are in similar positions. So what you need is a better unemployment system, not a stimulus check.
Unemployment is not... My rent is $1,500 a month. My unemployment is not going. It's not going to sustain it. I'm going backwards, so I need more money. I need more money in the, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And I'm going to leave it there to get some other people on. But I know you speak for a lot of people. Margie, good luck to you. Keep calling us. Marcia in Bridgeport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marcia.
Hi. I told the caller screener that I'm going to use the money to pay down my son's school fees. His school fees was due in September of last year, and I've been unemployed since March, and the school has been working with me to keep him in school. And that's the first payment I'm going to make on his school fees that has been due. So that's where my stimulus is going.
They've let you slide this long. Usually not.
Yes.
Not this long, but yes. Because of this, even in a private school, they're letting you wait until now. Are you employed or unemployed?
Right. I'm unemployed. My son goes to St. Teresa School in Trumbull, Connecticut, and he's also autistic, and I don't want to put him in public school. So they have been trying their best to work with me to keep him in school while I pay down the school fee that was due. Sometime I put $10 on his account, $15 in his account in good faith, but the largest payment will be my stimulus check.
Marcia, thank you very much. Good luck to you and your son. Robin, on the Upper West Side. Hi, Robin, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I just wanted to say a couple things. First of all, I'm employed with CUNY. I'm an adjunct professor of public policy at Hunter, but I still, don't make enough to be over the limit. So I've gotten the check. And I've already spent it to help pay back some of my credit card debt over this time. But from a public policy perspective, we should not be concerned either about, socialism for the rich or about, trying to target the needy in this situation. First of all, if it's just specifically about sending out these stimulus checks, which are, obviously woefully inadequate, we should send out as big of a check as we can possibly get politically, and then not worry about who gets them at this point, tax it back at the end of the year, because administratively, the easiest thing to do is just get money to people. At the same time, we need to send loads of money to state and local governments, which is what, the Democratic Congress has been saying we can't do politically. But all of this, debate about socialism for the rich or targeting on the needy is very misdirected and wrongheaded, and there's so little interest in looking at what policymakers and people who work on public policy say and know about these things.
Right, and I'm going to go and get some other people on, but I think you're echoing one of the things that Congressman Hakeem Jeffries said on the show recently, which is that he doesn't care whether somebody's unemployed or not for this check all that much, because wages are too low in America anyway. And so while we're dealing with that massive inequality issue that's ongoing and pre-pandemic, if working people up to $75,000 get another $600, another $1,200, that just narrows the gap a little bit of the perennial inequality in this country. So that's, I don't know if that's the exact same point that you were making, but it's at least related, and Robin, call us again. Jessica in Rutherford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Brian. I wanted to say about the stimulus check that it's absurd to me, because in 2019, I had a six-figure job. And so I didn't even get anything from the first stimulus. I got less than $200. I do not have a job in 2020, and I'm making $441 a week on unemployment. I won't get anything out of this $600 check. So I think that it's just very poorly thought out, because a lot of people that are unemployed this year had jobs in 2019, and to base the stimulus off of your income from 2019 is just absurd. It makes no sense.
Is it only based on that? Is there no way to indicate, especially this far into the pandemic, that you've been unemployed for a long time and qualify that way? There's no mechanism for that?
There's not. I've been on the phone with IRS so many times, and the representatives that answer the phone from IRS will tell you different, everyone will tell you different things, but they're all unanimous in the fact that it's based off of your 2019
right.
income.
What I have heard, I've had this conversation with a few people, and what I have heard is that I think you get a credit on your taxes once you file your 2020 taxes by April 15th, but of course, you have to wait for that. That doesn't help you right away.
Right, exactly. I talked to the people at the IRS the other day, and they said that there's a form on your 2020 taxes that is like it's a, I don't know, something where you can claim it then, and you might get it back. But that doesn't help me all of 2019. I've been unemployed the whole year. I'm paying $1,700 a month in rent. That doesn't help me take care of my disabled brother who lives with me. It, like, doesn't even pay for groceries for a month, $600. So, I just think that it was really poorly, you know, thought out. And to give it back to me because of my 2020 taxes when, you know, hopefully I'm going to have a job by the middle of the year, and that's when I might get the money back. Like, all of 2019, I've been, mm-hmm. 2020, I've been really struggling.
Jessica, hang in there. Please keep calling the show and making your voice heard at very least. And Jessica's going to get the last word. She raises disturbing scenarios that obviously so many people not only relate to, but are going through. And one of the reasons people are paying such close attention to today's Georgia Senate runoffs is that if Democrats control the Senate, some see higher direct payments to individuals as more likely. So that's just one of the reasons we'll all obviously be watching that election return tonight. Thank you for your calls on how you're using your stimulus checks. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.